Welcome to the Houston Strength Podcast. Let's uncover your strength.
What's going on, guys? Thank you for tuning in to the Houston Strength Podcast. This is Jordan, and this is episode 20, and also marks 1 year of the Houston Strength Podcast. So thanks to those of you that have hung around this long. And today we're going to be talking about something not so much fitness related, but productivity. And I'm just going to talk about some tips and how I implement them into my personal routine and into the gym operations. And with this time of year, you know, it's back to school and we're balancing more activities as the summer wraps up. It's a good time to try to get organized and just be more productive as we get in to the fall season. So the first thing I want to talk about is just having a calendar. And there's a lot of options on your phone, or you can do a hard calendar, but just make sure your big rocks are covered as far as meetings and your appointments for the day. And make sure to also schedule yourself some breaks and time for yourself or family time. Workouts has been an issue for me, is finding time to work out myself, but make sure have a calendar of some type and make sure you're using it to stay organized and prepped for the day ahead. Next, I'm going to talk about creating a task list. So mine kind of goes hand in hand with my calendar because everything's appointment based. So I just make sure everything's prepped, ready for the clients ahead of the day, the next few days, and then handle the tasks in order of priority and the duration it's going to take them. So, you know, if I have stuff I need to handle with the accountants, or if I need to respond to leads or look at marketing numbers, I have to make sure that I block off some time. And I also like to kind of break down the task list and just kind of check them off as I go. So when I'm doing my programming, I'll just put everybody's initials down and then I'll just cross them off as I go. And there's some finality to me finishing that task, and then I can proceed to the next. If you have too many tasks, a good thing, and the next thing I'm going to talk about, is to delegate and delegate wisely. So if it is possible, delegating some of the tasks can definitely help improve your personal productivity, as well as help elevate and upskill those around you taking on those tasks that you have delegated. So you want to have a calendar, create a task list, delegate if you can. Next, I'm going to talk about using technology. And so there are apps specifically based around improving your productivity. But more so in my case, we utilize platforms specific to the gym industry, and it saves hours in the day. So we have an app that we use for scheduling and billing. We have an app that we use for our programming. We have an app that we use to run our website and lead management. And then we have another app to host our own emails and all of that. So there's a lot of apps, and yes, it is an expense, but the time saved, it's more than worth it. And I'm sure for your industry, or even just for personal productivity, there is something out there that can help you just streamline those tasks and make you be more efficient, more productive during the day. The last thing I want to talk about is just being realistic. So burnout is a very real thing. I've experienced it many times myself. And if you, like myself, are juggling family, business, your personal health and fitness, you know, whatever your job may entail, if you have travel, other things, other obligations, it's can be overwhelming, and we try to do too much, or we want to improve on something, and you just got to find the time and the priorities that must be handled. Handle those things. You can't put those off without affecting your personal and professional development. And handle that, and then from there, just be realistic with what you can add into your routine. So thank you guys for listening. If you would like to try a free week of programming, visit our website and click on the Train Heroic logo. If you're interested in training in person, just fill out the contact form and we'll be in contact. And here's to another year. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to catch the next episode of the Houston Strength Podcast and uncover your strength.